This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Am Yisrael comes out of Yam Suf, and right away they come to a place called Mara. Vayasa Moshe et Yisrael miYam Suf veYetzu el Midbar Shur velchu shloshet yamim bamidbar velo matzu mayim. They couldn't find water over there. No water. They were thirsty. Vayavo Marata velo achlu lishtot mayim miMara. Why not? Ki marim hem. The water were bitter. Al ken karash maMara. That's why the place was called Mara. Vayilonu amal Moshe lemor manishte. What should we drink? We can't drink anything. Vayitzak el Adonai ve'eroyu Adonai etz ve'yashlech el ha'mayim ve'imtaku ha'mayim sham sam lo chok u'mishpat ve'sham nifsaru. Which means, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, take a piece of wood, and that piece of wood, when you throw into the water would become sweet again, and you'll be able to drink that water. It's a little strange what's going on over here. Peep shot. You take a piece of wood, you throw it into the water. Even more than that, Chazal tell us that this piece of wood was a bitter wood. So you throw something bitter into the bitter of water, how does it become exactly sweet? So the Ramban says it was a ness within a ness. I heard from Rav Chizkiel Mishkovsky, in the name of Rav Avramsky, a beautiful pshat over here, and he said the following. He said, al pi adrush, the following thing. Ve'avohu marata ve'lo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara kimarim hem. Why? Because it says right beforehand, ve'elchu shloshet yamim b'midbar ve'lo matzu mayim. Chazal tell us, what kind of water are we talking about over here? En mayim el ha-Torah. The water of Torah. People couldn't drink the water of Torah. Why not? Because ve'elchu shloshet yamim b'midbar ve'lo matzu mayim. They walked 3 days without learning Torah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken that people should learn Torah over here. People should learn Torah, or more correct, read Kriyat HaTorah with every 3 days. L'chol ha'yoter, every 3 days. Because one should not pass 3 days without reading the Torah. And that is where Chachamim bring a hint for that. Ve'elchu shloshet yamim b'midbar, ve'lo matzu mayim. 3 days that they walk in without learning Torah in the desert, and they couldn't find water anymore. What kind of water they couldn't find? They couldn't find Torah. And over here, this is the way he learns, that it's referring over here not to the regular water. As Chazal explained, this is referring to actual learning of Torah, which come to teach us that a person that didn't learn 3 days, all of a sudden he can't find Torah. What does it mean he can't find Torah? He doesn't feel thirst anymore for Torah. You see a person that didn't learn for a while, you come, you ask him, come and learn, he's not in the mood. He doesn't have the urge for it. He doesn't have the cheshek. He doesn't have any, he doesn't feel for it. He lost the feeling for it. When a person is in yeshiva day in, day out, you see him very, very interested. Or Chaim HaKadosh says there's nothing more sweet than the Torah. So if you hear a person that learns Torah, he feels that sweet feeling, sweet taste of Torah. He wants to learn more and more and more. But what happens to a person that 3 days walks without tasting any Torah, without learning anything, all of a sudden he loses it. You ask him to come to a shiur, he doesn't come. You ask him to sit down and learn with you chavuta a little bit, a few minutes, he doesn't have any feeling for it. That's what happens over here. So mimele, when they came to Mara, ve'avohu marata ve'lo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara kimarim hem, they feel that the water is bitter. When a person didn't learn Torah for a while, all of a sudden the Torah becomes bitter to him. The Torah in reality is sweet. Nothing is sweeter than the Torah. But a person feels that it's bitter when he disconnected, as Chazal said, Im tazveni yom, yomai mazveka. You leave the Torah 1 day, all of a sudden the Torah leaves you also. Now it becomes much harder to come close to the Torah. Why? Because he left it 1 day. You lost that cheshek to the Torah. So people were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went to ask Hashem, what do you do? Ve'itzak el Hashem, what do you do? Moshe Rabbeinu comes to consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you do when a bachur doesn't have cheshek to learn? What do you do when a balabos comes in the evening, he doesn't have cheshek to learn? How do you draw a person back to Torah? He went to ask the ultimate Hashem Yitbarach. What was the answer that Hashem tells him? Vayareu Hashem etz. Etz milashon etza. Etza means, I'll give you a good advice. This is the way you bring people close. What is it? Vayashlech el amayim. Throw yourself into the water. You're right. In the beginning, you're not going to have the urge to learn Torah. You're not going to have cheshek. You're not going to feel the taste. In the very beginning. Well, once you get into the sugya a little bit, all of a sudden the thirst comes back. And therefore, vayashlech el amayim. Throw yourself into the water. Vayimteku amayim. You'll see that the water becomes sweet. And this became Sham Samlo Choku Mishpat, which means this became something forever and ever as a rule. If you want to learn Torah, make sure you throw yourself into it. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam brings in Sefer Yashar that every person could go through things that are called Yemei Asin'ah veYemei Ahava, which means in the learning there are days that you hate and days that you love. What is he referring to? Says Rabbeinu Tam that the days of love means that you love learning Torah. You come to yeshiva, you come first, you right away open the Gemara, right away try to get into the depth of the learning. That's what the person does when he's in Yemei Ahava. But sometimes he grows to that up and down, and once he gets down, that's called Yemei Asin'ah. He doesn't get a feeling to it anymore. He can't learn. He doesn't feel connected. What should a person do? When the Tam says, don't worry, that's going to pass. What we need to do is just don't let go. Keep on learning. Keep on learning. Eventually, very shortly after, it comes pick up, and a person feels again the Yemei Ahava. So this is one pshat that we can learn from Rav Yecheskel Avramsky. But I heard a beautiful pshat, a different mahalach, from Rav Avi Fishov in the name of the Netivot Shalom. And he says the following. It says over here, "Vayavou marata velo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara, ki marim hem." Says in the Netivot Shalom, not that the water were bitter. Who was bitter? They were bitter. Not the water was bitter. The water was sweet, but they were bitter. Vimimele, if you're bitter, you can't drink the water. Why not? Because we're referring again to the water of Torah. And if you have somebody who's bitter, which means he's going through some kind of crisis, he's going through some kind of emotional breakdown, he's very sad, he could be depressed, could have many different things. When a person goes through something, he's mar ki marim hem. The people were bitter. When the people are bitter, you need to know that they can't learn Torah because they don't feel anything sweet. It doesn't taste to them sweet. And therefore, lo yachlu lishtot mimara ki marim hem. So what do you do when a person is bitter? What do you do? You need to know that there's two kind of people. There's one person that really is a healthy person. He just doesn't have that cheshek to learn, as we explained. That we said before, when a person just doesn't have a cheshek, we call it yemei asin'ah. It's the days that he feels down. He doesn't enjoy the learning. But he's okay. The person doesn't have any kind of emotional problem, right? Such a person. So you have to just pull it through. You have to go through those days, and eventually you pull through and you get to Yemei Ahava. But when we're talking about people that are bitter, be'etzim, they are going through some kind of crisis, so you need to know that the solution to those people are not going to be come and learn more. Come, the people that don't feel anymore the feeling that they want to learn, because they are themselves, they're not happy, not necessarily always it would help that you tell them, come and learn, come and learn. Because many people, on the contrary, when the reason they can't learn is because they felt in yeshiva not successful. In so many ways, people were way ahead of them and they stayed behind, or they went through all kind of different traumas in their life, in their childhood, that now it's manifesting. And these kind of people that marim, ki marim hem, if you come and tell them, come and learn with me a piece of Gemara, on the contrary, you're giving them from what they can't have more. Right up to now, they didn't feel the sweetness of Torah, they just left it. They're going as far as they can from it because they can't connect to it right now. So sometimes, bitulau kiyuma, sometimes you have to let go. You need to know when is it that you let go. And that's what Hashem told him over here. Take the bitter wood and throw it into the water, which means right now it's bitter for them. Leave it alone. Take them and build them up. Sometimes to do the opposite, bitula, Sometimes you build them up. Sometimes you give them the right compliment. Sometimes you acknowledge their pain. And if you give them, you sympathize with them. You honor them. You respect them. You show them love. You show them you care for them. Those kind of people that constantly need, and you give their need. You fill up their need, which is to have somebody who recognize their pain, to understand what they're going through. Such a person sometimes, when he gets that, eventually he can pull through. But over here, that's what Hashem says. Sometimes, on the contrary, you don't give that extra Torah. You let go. You take a small break right now. You tell them, you know what? Let's go somewhere else. Don't learn right now. Let's go together. We'll walk down the park. When you do such a thing, you actually don't push them to something they can't do right now. Eventually, that love of Torah would come back to them slowly, slowly. But what you can't do is take something that they don't have any feeling right now. On the contrary, they ran away from it and try to like shove it again down their throat, so as they speak today, that itself could have a negative effect. That could do just the opposite. So you need to know who's standing in front of you, which kind of people you have. Is it the people that are marim be'etzim, the are bitter, or people that are not bitter, the sweet? Just they see the water, they think the water is bitter. If they are sweet, you tell them, you know what, you think the water is bitter, let's drink a little bit, and you'll see that slowly, slowly, you get into it. You get the appetite. Sometimes a person is not hungry. So what do? You just start eating. With the eating, you build up appetite. But sometimes a person that's standing in front of you is a bitter person in essence. Right now, that's not the solution, and that's not the healing process to give him from that Torah. And this is what we learn over here from this Maim Hamarim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.